There is a secret that most pro athletes, elite CEOs, and high performers all know. They all have a group of world-class coaches working for them to help them optimize their potential. At Super Athlete Radio, our goal is to provide you with the caliber of world-class coaches and guests to help you unlock your potential, dominate your industry, and dominate your life. Let's get better today.
I'm going to talk to you about stress management.
Yes.
First off, when it comes to stress management, I think everybody's like, we spoke about it on the last one, everybody's like having super anxiety and, you know, is sad and, you know, depressed. Yes, and doom scrolling. And you say it like, you know, a lot of it has to do with social media and not enough nutrition.
Yes, dopamine management specifically and the gut-brain connection.
Right. Right.
Yes.
Which I thought was really insightful. What does stress management sound like? How would you define that?
I wouldn't use the word management. Mm-hmm. I would tools to conquer stress.
Okay. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like, you know, as a former wrestling champion,
mm-hmm.
when you were at your best, would it have been fun for you to wrestle against like the worst wrestler in New York City in your weight class? And let's say she was 3 years younger than you too.
Would it have been great for me?
It would have been fun. Probably not, I would say.
Because, yeah, it makes it weird.
Yeah. Well, so the context I say there is mm-hmm. if you look at professional sports, guys are just trying to get to the game. Women are just trying to get to the game. In the game, you're competing.
Mm-hmm.
You want the stress. You want the people watching you. You want as many people watching you as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're trying to be high performers outside of that realm, why wouldn't you want the same thing? Stress is meaning.
I love that.
Yeah, it means it's important to you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. Okay, stress means that it's important to you. So I can identify with that for sure.
Yes.
In terms of, because if it wasn't, you wouldn't feel the way you're feeling.
Yeah, you wouldn't feel it, you wouldn't feel anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I like that. So,
but mm-hmm. because of that, you need to have tools to be able to deal with stress.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Okay. So here's some questions when it comes to like stress management. We're on this series of like, we're gonna call it depends, because again, so many people are so black and white on these topics with not enough information, not enough context. They just want sound bites. Whereas you, and especially in the podcast space, like everybody's so like black or white and very undereducated in what the hell they're even talking about. And one thing that I found different about you was that you were always saying it depends, which mm-hmm. I was like, hey, this is a smart kid answer.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are nuances and there are like, you know, certain times where it does actually depend on the individual. And health is one of those things. So here's some of the top, like most divisive answers that we've gathered. Exercise versus meditation, which is more effective for stress management?
Oh, that's the most definitely. It depends. On which one resonates or connects with you more.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally, how I would push for, have some kind of physical activity
mm-hmm.
to help you decompress and help you get a sweat during the day, and then also have some kind of mental activity.
Yeah, because you do both.
Yeah, a lot of people do both. I highly encourage
mm-hmm.
everyone listening to this to try and do both.
Mm-hmm.
Because they provide different benefits, but they both for sure provide benefits.
What do you think are the benefits of exercising versus like meditation? Because some people meditate while they exercise. Like the U.S. Army, I think she was like a mental performance coach.
Yes.
Who says she walks, Brittany, she says she walks and meditates at the same time.
Yeah.
What's your take on that? Or like, do you think they're kind of exclusive to, like the benefits could be exclusive to
Yeah, I think that action. We're putting this in the context of stress, right?
Mm-hmm.
So exercise releases endorphins. Endorphins are good. Endorphins are like make you feel good. So that's going to help with stress. And then meditation, the whole point of meditation is like you're learning how to control your attention.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of science that says one of the biggest things that causes anxiety is that we do not have the ability to hold the tension where we want it. Gotcha. It's too much for the brain to try and process.
Mm. Especially nowadays.
Especially nowadays.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, next one up. Social connection versus solitude. How much social interaction do we really need to manage stress? So we know that in the blue zones, they were getting a lot more social connections than we do in like modern societies.
Yeah.
I
would say social connections.
Okay.
More than solitude.
Mm, okay, so we're not going in the mountains. We're not being a monk.
Don't monks, aren't they all together doing their thing?
I don't know.
I think they are.
They might be.
I think there's benefit to solitude, but overall, that one I think is
mm-hmm.
pretty clear.
Okay.
And we're social creatures.
Gotcha. I love that. Technology versus mindful tech use. Technology detox versus mindful tech use. The question is, can you use technology to manage stress, or is a complete break necessary?
It depends.
Okay.
I think the first one is the one for most people.
To use technology to reduce stress?
Okay, so that it's saying specifically in that context. Okay.
This is all about stress management.
Yeah, but the question is using technology, like as the tool?
Yes.
Okay. I would say the second one then.
Mm-hmm.
The better tool is to detox it.
Okay. That's interesting.
We've had days where we've gone no phone.
Yeah. We were doing that for a while.
It was good. We should bring it back.
Yeah. I got to find a way to make it more consistent.
Fake guru.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? Like in my personal experience, I found that at least when you're first starting out with any fast, it's stressful and it's annoying. And I find myself being more stressed when I don't have the technology.
I believe that.
Because I can be an extremist at times where it's like there's no GPS, you got to figure it out. Like no Apple Pay.
No Apple Pay?
Cash?
People still use cash?
Or card.
Card?
You know? But it also like, you know, if you do it for long enough, like you see the benefit of it. And then I also get like all the tools with like your phone, like they have the Calm app and like sounds of birds on YouTube. And then I understand it in the inverse way where I would be doom strolling and then not realizing that I'm fucking angry for no reason, but it's because I'm fucking doom scrolling. And then detoxing where I'm like, wow, this is really cool. I can go painting. I can lay down and
yeah,
read a book, go to the beach.
Yeah, it's a great question. Because I like relaxing and restoring in front of the red light, sometimes with music, sometimes with not.
Mm-hmm.
But the red light's tech, right?
Yeah.
Music is tech.
Mm-hmm. It's not just your phone. It's like straight up. We should experiment with that.
What?
A complete fast.
Yes. I think that would be beneficial for me.
Mm-hmm. Start tomorrow. No, Sunday.
Sunday.
All right, nature works versus urban adventures. Where can we find the most effective stress relief in our environments? So we live kind of like in a cross between the two, where we have some nature.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is most effective?
I think ideally you want to get to the point where you can conquer stress in any environment. And that's doable. That's the goal. I think the brain is easier. The brain is more inclined to nature. To relax more in nature.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we all want to have the intention.
Taking us to church. I love that.
Take it to church. That's how I would look at it. Urban adventures. I like that. That's fun.
I agree. I don't know what an urban adventure would be.
Neither do I. Sounds wild.
Yeah. What comes to mind when you think of like an urban adventure?
I don't know. Robots and trail mix.
Okay. I was thinking of like Slapbox with like bums or something.
Slapbox with?
Bums.
Bums?
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
That might be.
Is that thing. Was that website still up?
What website?
What was it called? A World Star Hip Hop? That was a fixture on there.
That was a thing? That was a series on there? That's great.
Why do you think that was the most watched website on the internet?
That is so crazy. Yeah, I don't know who came up with the internet. That was crazy. All right, so we got about four more. Power naps versus full night's sleep. Can short naps effectively combat stress?
Yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And especially for people who are really busy,
mm-hmm.
or who have kids,
mm-hmm.
who still like to stay up later and or wake up earlier,
mm-hmm.
and they get benefit from that, like me personally, then I think a power nap is amazing.
How long should those be? If you had a range.
Like 18 minutes to, you don't want to go over an hour.
Okay. Because then that's sleep.
Yeah. And I think that starts to mess with your circadian rhythm a little bit.
Okay. That makes sense. And you even spoke about this. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you were talking about like naps throughout the day, something like that. Like.
Well, there's things you can do besides naps too that have similar impact.
What's that?
Like, I like taking magnesium baths. That's one. Yoga nidra is another one. That's become much more popular because Huberman was talking about
it.
What
is that?
It's a kind of relaxation. Well, it is a relaxation technique.
Okay.
Where you're thinking about your feet relaxing and then your Achilles relaxing and your calves relaxing. And so doing stuff like that.
Oh, that's cool. I like that. That's kind of like a meditation thing I would do sometimes.
Yes.
I don't meditate very often at all. But like I think of like, what do my hands feel like?
Yes.
What do I feel in my brain? And like focus on the sensation in my brain.
Yeah. And I like, love that. That's powerful.
Yeah. Like what does my breath feel like? So for people who like have a hard time staying present like I do, I think that's a way. Because like, if you're an overthinker, just think about what's happening right now with your body.
That's a great way to get out of your head.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tool.
Yeah, we love tools.
We love tools. More tools, the better.
Yeah. Well, should stress be completely avoided?
No.
Okay. Well, this one isn't too much of an it depends. I like that. Or can it be a motivator for you?
Motivator, for sure.
So here's a thing that I found out.
Pressure makes diamonds.
Yeah. They use pressure for olives too. But
pressure makes olives.
So for like a human, you think pressure. I think pressure works for men a lot. Men seem to like pressure. And I think that's why, like I heard, who was it? It was Tucker Carlson told people in a controversial statement that everyone should have kids. And you'll see where I'm going with this. And it's because like he's like, hey, like even if you're not ready, like you'll be ready. And like it's extremely important like to have kids because they're like the best thing in the world and like whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have no money, you'll figure out a way to get money if you have kids.
I don't know if that's true, but
yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So do you think there's other healthier ways to put pressure on yourself other than putting another human life in your existence?
So he connected that completely with
that
kids are going to force you to be better?
Yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't make that connection. What was your question? Your question was, is there other ways that you can create pressure?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, of course.
How do you do that? Or how have you done that for yourself?
Work goals.
Mm-hmm. Having bigger goals for yourself.
Personal goals. Not having goals. So not knowing what you want,
mm-hmm.
I will start to not feel very good if I feel like I'm doing something I don't know why I'm doing it.
Yeah.
That will not have me feel pressure, but it'll have a level of
not good stress.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's a random statement.
Maybe I'll pull that up.
Let's have kids to make more money. Okay.
But believe it or not, like, people have said that to me. People have said, like, you know, I hear this from men a lot in terms of, like, you know, having kids will make me a better person.
I think that could be true. But, again, it depends. Like, in certain areas, I think, because most people would agree that it helps, like, get you out of yourself more. Mm-hmm. And to have kids that... to have other human beings that
depend on you and shit.
Depend on you and mm-hmm. you know, so there's that resonates a little bit.
But would you advise that people do that,
have kids to be better?
Yeah,
no, I don't see the connection mm-hmm. that much.
Gotcha. Universal stress management techniques or personalized approaches. So you spoke about, like, breath work being a thing.
Yeah.
Let me read the question in full. Sorry. Is there one-size-fits-all approach to stress management?
I think from a physiological perspective, yes. Mm-hmm. So I think if you pray and or meditate and or do breath work, those are going to cause physiological responses similar across all people in terms of like how the body mm-hmm. is going to respond to those things.
Okay.
But then within that, the specific part would be, what do I want to do? What works for me? Which one of those will I actually do? Mm-hmm. You know?
I like that.
And then there's all kinds of stress conquering tools that you can use beyond that, that are going to work for some people and not work as well for others. But those, I think, are universal in terms of like how the body's going to respond.
Right. Okay. And then the last one is therapy versus self-help tools. When should someone seek professional help for stress management? And I want to add to that and say, you know, a lot of people recommend therapy, but if you don't have the right therapist, I think it can do more harm than good.
Yeah.
And I don't believe, like, I had a friend who owned like a pharmaceutical company. He inherited it from his dad. And he was like, bro, like, don't get a fucking therapist. He said, go talk to you. If you want to talk to somebody, talk to your friends about it and get on some drugs. I mean, granted.
Okay.
But let me look.
I don't know what you're thinking, but if you just buy my supplement at twice the price, then you're going to be fine. And if it doesn't work for you, then you're fucked up. You need to buy some more. That's a move right there. Okay.
Yeah, it was a thing. I don't think he was, you know, he was a little biased because of his line of work, but I see what he was saying. Like, you know, sometimes you just got to take the best and leave the rest.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, like, will push talk therapy on you.
Yes.
But they're just people who listen to you. I mean, they're not like a Phil Stutz who will actually give you like tools.
Yeah.
So the real question is, at what point do you think someone should seek that out? And I know it's really up to the individual, but.
Let me get in a frame where I feel like I have some level of expertise on it. Let me just frame it like this. Personally.
Mm-hmm.
I like Phil Stutz's approach. He is he's considered a therapist
mm-hmm.
that we both really enjoy. And when he started out, he was like, what the fuck is going on in this space? We're not telling people what to do. We're just listening to them.
Stupid.
And they're like, no, you can't tell. Exactly. You can't tell people what to do. And he's like, well, what the fuck are you talking about? How are we supposed to help people? So I like that approach more. And I'm sure there's good therapists that will tell you, will listen to you, and then provide like actionable insights.
Mm-hmm. at the very least, if I was a therapist, I would ask, because I understand that I could get a little tricky if you're giving people advice and you're giving them wrong advice. Will Smith had talked about that with like a situation with a dog or something.
Yeah.
Do you remember that story?
Yeah. Well, they told it when he was with Jada Pinkett and they were having their first child.
Mm-hmm.
She recommended that he asked his son from a former marriage to have him name the kid, because then it would make him feel
connected.
And he wanted to name the kid Luigi because of his love for the video game.
Gotcha. So they got a dog.
So they got a dog named Luigi.
As a
counter.
Right, because they're not naming.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, makes sense. But I would ask questions. I would ask more questions that would be a guide.
Yeah.
For that person. I don't think that happens enough.
But I also am a huge fan of, I don't care that you have a problem with me, like, because of this, because I already know I have that problem.
What do you mean by that?
So that's where I think like therapy could be a tool. Like, you should know what is your weaknesses are, or what potentially could be holding you back.
Yeah, I think most people know.
Yeah.
I think most people know.
Yeah. And again, so personally, I'm very forward thinking, action oriented.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a tool that I use consistently.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be effective for stress management, maybe,
mm-hmm.
for a small portion.
So you'd probably go more the self-help route.
For sure. Yeah.
That makes sense.
And the tools, like, use tools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have mental performance coaches on staff on Super Athlete.
Yeah. Dr. Mike Gerson.
Yeah, who was he helped put together the mental training program for the United States Army. They have like 700 of them now. Every pro sports team has like 5 of them. And they provide a ton of tools and value,
mm-hmm.
while helping you kind of sort through this stuff. So I would go that route.
Yeah. I like that this is now a space when it comes to athletics. And
yeah, it's a huge space.
Because like to especially in team sports,
mm-hmm.
it's really good to know like who that person is.
Yeah.
Behind the gear, behind the ball, you know, whatever. Yeah. And then get them to take in the right way.
Yeah.
And to tap into what they may not have been able to tap into.
Yeah.
So I agree. I love it.
Yes.